For this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, the epistle is taken from Philippians chapter 1. Brethren, we are confident in the Lord Jesus that he who hath begun a good work in you will perfect it unto the day of Christ Jesus. As it is meet for me to think this for you all, for that I have you in my heart, and that in my bands, and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of my joy. For God is my witness how I long after you in all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your charity may more and more abound in knowledge and in all understanding, that you may approve the better things, that you may be sincere and without offense unto the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of justice through Christ Jesus, unto the glory and praise of God. The gospel is taken from St. Matthew chapter 22. At that time the Pharisees went and consulted among themselves how to ensnare Jesus in his speech. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art a good speaker and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou dost not regard the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what dost thou think? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their wickedness, said, Why do you tempt me, ye hypocrites? Show me the coin of the tribute. And they offered him a penny. And Jesus saith to them, Whose image and inscription is this? They said to him, Caesar's. And then he saith to them, Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Imitation, satisfaction, sanctification. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We are brought today very close to the midst of November. We find ourselves looking at an aspect of the beauty of this great month, this month to the poor souls in purgatory. However, being so far from that feast, we want to go back and look what we missed. Because these days pass very quickly, they come and go. The feasts of Holy Mother Church, they come and they go. So too, our life comes and goes. Thus, so too, gain the benefit that we possibly have lost from this Feast of All Souls, and also the great correlation with the Feast of All Saints, we look today at this beauty. We see the great fittingness to have All Saints, November 1st, to give us the grace to look at the feast that we do not have the ability to celebrate every year. A day for us to imitate. It is customary to dress up as a saint on All Saints. The young children, hundreds of children of this parish, dressed up as different saints this year. Why do they do that? They take these costumes, they read about their saint, they present it. They ask you to guess their saint. So too, God willing, implants that figure upon their soul. And this quote is going to show to us that we want one word. One word will give to us the beauty, the signification of this Feast of All Saints. That is to imitate. We must, as God willing, these young children imitate their saints that they have dressed up to today, imitate them for the rest of our lives. This imitation, this one word, is the difference between those who are lost and those who are saved. We want to be saved, therefore let us look at this word, imitation. We do not want only to dress, to look like. We want to be, in reality, these saints that have been put forth for us. And so therefore, we will take two saints today, and those who were here at the Fervorino in October, you would remember these words. Let us take a few saints, look at them, see how we can imitate their virtues. Imitation, that is our desire. We go to the feast of October 28th, the feast of Saint Simon and Jude. What do you know of those saints? Saint Jude, we all know, he is the wonder worker. He is the one that you go to so to receive an impossible answer. That is what is known. That is not what we will look today at. The quality we want to see is something very obscure, something that you can penetrate, to take with you, to imitate. Saint Jude Thaddeus was the nephew of Saint Joseph, the foster father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Consequently, Saint Jude is the cousin of our Lord Jesus Christ. Being a cousin of our Lord, you may see an intimacy, a friendship, a closeness between Saint Jude and our Lord, our Savior. That is what we want to imitate of Saint Jude, his closeness, that friendship with our Lord. Then we have Saint Simon, the one whom no one knows much about. It is said by the authors, the spiritual authors, we know nothing of Saint Simon. If you want to dress up as him on an All Saints Day, you have to think very hard. What are you going to present? What will you look like? But we are told by the liturgical year, by Dom Guéranger, that Saint Simon was the zealot. Saint Simon the zealot. And there we want to take our quality of imitation. Zealot, meaning zealous, meaning on fire, with zeal for God. This quality is something that we can apply to ourselves and then imitate in our actions. This love of God, zeal, fire for the things of God. And we will say it is seen in that quality of charity. As the young men found out last night, that color red, bravery, valor, also is charity. To shed your blood for the Lord Jesus Christ. Charity, zealousness, that is what we want to imitate of Saint Simon. Now taking that, an application for us to see the beauty of Holy Mother Church presenting us this Feast of All Saints, so that we can imitate their qualities that have enabled them to get to heaven, let us usher ourselves in to a satisfaction. The second word for our contemplation today, satisfaction of what? Satisfaction for the poor souls in purgatory. Your charity, your zeal for souls is going to help you save those poor souls from the fire that engulfs them now. They are helpless. You are going to be charitable. You are going to practice Saint Simon's quality. And you're going to ask that they be relieved from those pains of the fire of purgatory. This satisfaction is a way for you to imitate the saints. Saint Simon, by all means, but all the saints that have gone before you have had some devotion to these poor souls. And what do we see here? The satisfaction requires a little bit of self. How many of you know the indulgences granted to those who pray for the poor souls? You most likely were accustomed to the fact that the first 9 days of November enable you to gain a plenary indulgence each day to free a poor soul from purgatory. However, you cannot just visit a cemetery. You are not able just to pray for the intentions of the Pope. You cannot just do the action. You cannot just go to communion 8 days before or after. You have to also go to confession 8 days before or after. And you must also have no attachments to even the least venial sin at that moment. How many of you receive those plenary indulgences offered the first 9 days of November? Most likely very few. St. Pius X turned to his Secretary of State after giving a great apostolic blessing to the whole crowd in the Vatican. He asked Cardinal Mary Duval, how many received that plenary indulgence? And the Secretary of State said, Your Holiness, two souls amongst the thousands. Most likely because they have not visited the confessional, nor have they had the detachment from a venial sin. But what does this have for us? This prompting to be charitable, to free a soul, a great act of zeal, requires that we imitate the saints, focus upon God, go to Him. Beautiful correlation between the saints, their imitation, and the satisfaction that we want to achieve, that charity. So let us today try to find a way to satisfy truly by imitating these great qualities of the saints that is found very closely in visiting the sacraments, purifying our souls, and lastly, sanctifying our own. There we have for us an ability to see that God is good. God brings to us this Feast of All Saints, a day of obligation. You are drug here. You have no option. You have to come to the sacrament, to the Mass on November 1st. Why? It is because this feast is important. You must imitate those saints. In imitation, you will try to practice charity, which is going to satisfy for those poor souls, those flames that they are engulfed in now. And by doing that, seeing the goodness of God, you will bypass purgatory. You will bypass the ninth ring of hell, which is fire, which is painful, which is excruciating. We want to bypass that. We will do so much as we imitate, we practice charity, we satisfy. And so let us now follow the prescriptions of Holy Mother Church. Focus upon these two feasts, which are annexed to each other. And by doing so, we will be able to sanctify our soul. That is our goal. That is the goal of all, every one of us, every human creature. So let us now take a resolution, something possible, practical, personal. Try now to adore God. Try to have that friendship as St. Jude Thaddeus. Come and visit our Lord. Your home should be sanctuaries. Kneel down in front of the picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. Offer Him your time. Adore God. That is the imitation of the friendship St. Jude Thaddeus had. Also practice charity. That is to satisfy for the poor souls in purgatory. They can do nothing. If they have 9 years yet to go, unless you pray for them, they will have to suffer 9 years. 9 minutes. 9 hours. 9 days in a fire. Do you want that? By no means. Let us now satisfy for them. That means we have to visit the sacrament of confession to gain that plenary indulgence. 8 days before or after, we want to purify ourselves from the venial sins. With that, we become a closer friend of God, an imitation of Him. We will become a saint. Let us go with this confidence to the Queen of Saints, Mary, the Mother of God. She is the Queen of Saints and angels. She's the Queen of your soul. She's the Queen of those church suffering. Let us take her patronage. Let us be confident, not despairing, confident that we can imitate, satisfy, be sanctified. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.